WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're diving into something that hits us all at some point in life: failure. You know that feeling when you put your heart and soul into something, only to see it fall apart? It can be crushing, right? You might feel like giving up, doubting yourself, even questioning everything you thought you knew. But hold on, before you toss in the towel, let me tell you, failure isn't the end of the road, it's a detour with some seriously valuable lessons waiting to be discovered. Think of it this way: every successful person you admire, from athletes to entrepreneurs to artists, they've all tasted failure. They've stumbled, fallen flat on their face, and gotten back up time and time again. That's what separates the winners from everyone else: their ability to learn from those setbacks and keep pushing forward. So, how do we build that resilience? How do we turn those failures into stepping stones for success? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. First, reframe your perspective on failure. Instead of seeing it as a negative event, view it as an opportunity for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What went wrong and how can I adjust my approach next time? That's the Stoic way, turning challenges into fuel for improvement. Second, don't let failure define you. Remember, you are not your failures. You are a collection of experiences, both good and bad. One setback doesn't erase all your accomplishments or diminish your potential. Keep that in mind when the self-doubt creeps in. Third, focus on what you can control. We can't always control the outcome of things, but we can control our reactions to them. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, channel your energy into taking positive action. Fourth, build a support system. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself. Talk to trusted friends or mentors, share your struggles, and learn from their experiences. Having that support network can make all the difference. And finally, celebrate your small victories. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a win. Acknowledge those achievements, give yourself credit, and use them as motivation to keep pushing forward. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of self-doubt after a major setback? I'm talking about that feeling when everything seems hopeless, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world. Well, I've been there. Just last year, I poured my heart into this podcast idea, working day and night to get it off the ground. I envisioned a community of like-minded people who wanted to explore Stoic philosophy and build a more resilient mindset. But then, crickets. The download numbers were abysmal, feedback was scarce, and I started questioning everything. Was this even worth it? I sat down for a long walk, trying to figure things out. The sun was shining, the birds were singing, and yet, I felt like the world was crashing down around me. But then, I remembered something my grandfather used to say: sometimes, the greatest obstacles are the ones we create in our own minds. That's when it hit me: I wasn't letting go of the fear of failure. I was so focused on the outcome that I forgot to enjoy the journey. I started focusing on creating content I was genuinely passionate about, connecting with my listeners even if it was just a handful at first. Slowly but surely, things began to shift. And today, this podcast is thriving. It's become a platform for meaningful conversations and genuine connection. The takeaway? Remember, the most important thing isn't avoiding failure. It's learning from it and keeping your eyes on the prize. Keep pushing forward, keep believing in yourself, and never underestimate the power of resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step, embrace the challenge, and turn your setbacks into stepping stones. Remember, you've got this. And if you found this episode helpful, please don't forget to share it with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, keep building that resilient mindset. We'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.